The debate is over something called general supervision. About 40 states have some form of it, allowing hygienists to do cleanings and educational presentations out of the dentist's presence in the dental office, in schools, hospitals, prisons, and community health centers. Steve Preckwinkle is lobbyist for the hygienists group, the Illinois Federation of Teachers. He says general supervision would give hygienists the ability to expand services to underserved populations, both in urban and rural settings. Preckwinkle says the IFT is calling for individual dentists to decide how much freedom to give their hygienist employees.
The dentist is going to have to authorize whatever services are going to be provided. That's a given. That's the basic definition of general supervision. For example, they wanted to allow hygienists to perform hygienist type work in a dentist office when the dentist isn't there. We don't see why there's any reason, that shouldn't be allowed to occur.
The lobbyist for the Illinois State Dental Association says many dentists are in favor of greater hygienist freedom in the office setting. Dave Marsh says there's a strong financial incentive to do so. Dentists would be able to keep their offices open and making money when they're on vacation, attending conferences, or even off-site for lunch. But Marsh adds hygienists should not be able to treat walk-ins nor work off-site without a dentist present.
I think dentistry feels that if you're going to open up supervision so that the dentist doesn't have to be present, it has to be in an environment where you have a patient of record who you have a comfort level with versus a medically compromised patient in a homebound situation, or somebody who's on medications or who's being treated by a physician, a nurse, a dentist for a number of different complications.
Marsh says in September the dentists' House of Delegates may consider whether to allow hygienists to care for patients with long dental histories. That resolution was drafted a year ago but did not reach the floor of the dentists' annual meeting. But Marsh also says the hygienists teaming up with the IFT has angered many dentist delegates who may have otherwise supported some form of general supervision. If hygienists want even greater work freedom, general supervision to work in schools, for instance, they'll need to convince Republican Angelo Salviano that it's both safe and in the public interest. Salviano chairs the House Committee on Registration and Regulation, which oversees the state dental code.
Is that this is a patient that normally gets his teeth cleaned 3 times a year and the file is active. If the dentist isn't in the office, I really don't have a problem with that. If the extent of it is a teeth cleaning or something along those lines, just don't want to have him have free rein. The amount of training, if you compare a hygienist to a dentist, is quite a difference in the amount of training that they're given. And you want to just allow their autonomy to reflect the amount of training they have.
Salviano, who lives in the Chicago suburbs, says if hygienists receive additional training, their role could expand. He says he's sensitive to the state's underserved areas, but that's not the case everywhere, making broad legislative changes more problematic.
It's very difficult to paint the state with a broad brush when you legislate these things. Say in our area up here, I have a dentist like every other building along one of my main thoroughfares, where we have downstate, you don't have access that you have up here. So you want to make it so the patients of the constituents of Southern Illinois still have some access to that sort of care, but at the same time they're protected. There are a lot of dentists out there where there are shortages of hygienists who are using dental assistants, and dental assistants really have a minimal amount of training when compared to a dental hygienist. So you want to make sure that you keep that dental hygienist profession a viable profession so people want to get into it.
Salviano has asked Preckwinkle and Marsh to bring him a bill in time for the fall veto session. For Smile Healthy, this is Dave Dickey.